All right, here we go. It's been a long time since I did this. I hurt my back, so what else am I supposed to do? All right, let's start. Oh, it's 9 p.m. So we'll start with the day stuff and go up. So what's cranking out better now? So we'll start down here. Pretty sure these are going to be dead. Oh, yeah. 16. No, looks like there might be something over here. Super duper faint. 17,560. The Philippines. The Philippines are coming in. Oh. Kind of coming in anyway. Move up. Get a 19 meter. Colorado time coming in clear. What's this over here? Okay, that's just the local Bible thumper. What's this? What is that? Cuba. Not that good either. But again, best sunset in summer. We're past sunset. We got some good ones here. That's that Cuba channel again, but it's on a different frequency. Cuba again, man. They're coming in a bunch of different signals here. This. Probably Cuba again. No, Brazil. Hey, baby. What's our first good hit? That's pretty cool. We will take that. Peru. I heard him say Peru. Okay, so let's get back. Brazil. Okay. One other thing here. Let's see what this faint signal is. That's just some faint thing out of Greenville there. You know this is Maine. I was already looking at this stuff earlier. That's up in Maine. Yep, you can see it right here.
Violent crime, political unrest, financial instability. Everything points to an impending...
1800 kHz. También estamos subiendo nuestros programas en formato podcast a la página de RAE,
rae.com.ar.
Por el momento no estamos haciendo streaming en vivo. Seguimos produciendo.
I didn't mark these earlier because, man... They're not that exciting. They're like local-ish. That's kind of cool. That is Romania. France. I'll take it back. In France. All right, let's mark that one.
Esta es Radio República, voz del Directorio Democrático Cubano.
This is earlier. I checked this earlier. This is Romania. Let's see what's going on over here now. This is new. That's just another local gobble thumper. Yep, coming out of Florida.
Different books in the Bible.
Another Bible thing that's got to be America. It's the West Coast, though. Voice of Hope.
And in through these questions, God disclosed himself to people time and time again. And, you know, perhaps you've had questions like that. And, you know, I just...
Let's see where that is exactly. L.A.
When I have a question about something, you know, I was thinking about, for instance...
Kind of cool, I guess. Colorado is still coming in nice and clear. That's a time signal. What about these?
Não terceira aprofundar as escrituras. Camarões, libertado o vigário-geral da diocese de Manfis, sequestrado no domingo. Fique conosco, Vatican News.
That's really local. That's Greenville, Tennessee, I think it's called. Yeah.
O Papa Francisco recebeu em audiência nesta quinta-feira no Vaticano.
Em Cuba, todavia não tem
Cuba. Cuba.
El cantante cubano e intérprete de Padre Vida, Yotuel Romero, publicó en su perfil de Facebook
la carta que recibió el presidente Joe Biden,
en la que el mandatario se compromete a seguir trabajando por la libertad de Cuba. En la misiva, el presidente Biden señaló estar de acuerdo con el cantante.
Was Romania. Austria was on here before I started making this.
Tuned in. And then at
exactly 4 p.m.,
I'll begin the consular prayer.
Oh boy, here we go. Church again.
Prayer.
Out of Nashville.
7 to 8 minutes to pray that item of prayer while I.
Four, 7, 9, 0. I got another Bible thing. Come on, Kev. Ah! You can't type. Yeah. That might be a pirate station.
High that is able to eradicate 10,000 demons in one declaration. Christians don't have this power. Messianics don't have it, and Jews sure the hell do not have it.
Oh my God. That's sad. That's like all that comes out of America. Anyway. And then, you're into the handband over here. This is the 80 meter handband. Let's check those out. This is people just talking. Is that
one? Look it up.
The band lives, so it's can narrow down pretty good. And plus it's got a, I got the 1.8 sideband filter in.
And then these are like digital modes where they're sending digital signals, communications, like text. Sounds really weird. I usually just mute it for that. but you'll see the messages are read out down here. And then once it's received, like where it's coming from, where it's going and everything. Yep, see, there they go. They'll pop up on this map over here. So if I'm on the 80 meter band, they'll come in green. So the green dots are the 80 meter band. But I'll pick up communications all the way over to here. At sunset, you get them everywhere. Here I was picking up over in Papua New Guinea earlier. Yeah. Come on, stop doing that. I don't know what this is. It's like Hawaii or something. No, this is Hawaii over here. A lot of radios are on boats. A lot of sailboats, especially because there's no electrical equipment on the sailboats, will have shortwave ham radios to communicate. So you'll see ship traffic quite often. Like when you see things like out here near these islands and stuff, those are usually boats. Here's some. Yeah, right. And like I said, sometimes it's just like out in the middle of the ocean like that. And that's pretty cool. Let's see if we can look up this call sign. So you'll get the call sign of the person. Put all these links in here. Search. And that guy does not have his registered on the site. It's a bummer. That'd be cool. Just to show you that it works, maybe let's try this one out of San Diego. Let's pull this guy. Sometimes they're research vessels and they don't have them out here. What the heck? I can't find anybody. Try one more. This dude over here, one of these dudes from 2 hours ago. Someone has to be in the database. Unless I'm doing something wrong. Oh, I'm doing an advanced search. What an idiot. It's up here. Hey, there's your guy. That's where he's from. He's from the Canary Islands. All right, let's try that dude in the other middle of the ocean now again. That I'm doing it right. Don't got the dude. Oh well. Anyway, that's pretty cool. Let's do one more. There we go. Marco Antonio is the guy's name. Where the hell this is? But yeah. That's cool. The flight thing that I have set up too. Yeah. There's the traffic. Let's. There's some other people talk real quick. A lot of conversations happening out there right now.
Colonel Steve says he likes trashy women. Sometimes I like trashy radios.
Tracy women, Tracy radio. What the hell is that? What's that loud pitch thing? Let's get that out of there. Talking about horses over here. Even as getting on the 40 meter band.
Good evening, everybody. They heard Boots on the
Robert. I mean, Frank and Glenn and Froggy and Hank Guido was in there. Who'd have missed?
From WB4GQA calling, standing by.
Okay. Calling
Can't tell where he's calling from. He's just some guy in the U.S.
Crown Mark, KD4AF.
KD9U.
I didn't hear him. I think there's a KD9U. I'll let the Gene.
North Carolina. That guy's.
Whatever, if you can hear him. The group's getting awful big.
North Carolina.
But anyway, I had a question for you and Adolf. question I've been pondering all week is, wonder what kind of a return or when we're going to get a check from the Taliban for 80-some billion dollars for all those MRAPs and what was it, 2,400 Humvees.
I don't understand. A check from them? Like, why would they... Oh, all right, all the equipment they got. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, and, Ted, you came up to 10 over that last go-round. The noise went away.
If you got your power cut down, check your power out meter and make sure you're kicking up to 100 watts there. Put it on PO and check for...
You don't get these right on. Their voices sound weird. So the shortwave broadcast bands are usually very close to the ham bands. That's just that local one again. Not the most exciting night, is for how far away people are. Sometimes there's contests where it's like people are trying to get, you know, connections with people from really far away. This year, this whatever this is like a group. They get on at a certain time and just talk to each other. But sometimes these contests, you'll hear people making contacts with people from all over the world. Like you'll hear people over in Europe. You know, you'll hear that call sign. You'll come over here. You'll pop it in, and you'll see where they're coming from. That's always fun. We've gotten some pretty neat ones there.
The infrared shooter. Nope. I was sitting just one click above cold.
Oh, they're always way down around 100 depth.
Yeah, a lot of hicks when you're in the U.S., you know what I mean? When you're hearing these U.S. conversations. I really wish I could pick somebody up that's far away. That would be cool. It is a Thursday night. Usually those contests happen on the weekends, like usually Friday night. You'll hear those contests going on. Yeah. I mean, now's the time, I think, for 80 to be popping anyway. This is, I think, we might get some far away stuff here.
You never know. Might need that knowledge to pass on someday.
Yeah, that's definitely a local guy. A lot of local hicks just yapping away. All right, whatever. All right. Okay, we're done. Anything else? Oh, so something I did figure out is that so air traffic will use shortwave, like the longer ham and shortwave bands, for flights that are really, really, really high up there and they're flying over oceans and stuff. So that's what these are. Like sometimes you can pick up traffic, air traffic on here. So I found out where those were and I've created areas for them so you can jump in here and it tells you that this is the New York FAA, Atlantic, LDOC, whatever. I'm not sure, I can't remember what all these things stand for. But those are frequencies that the long-range air traffic control uses, so you'll pick them up in here if you spend enough time in here. It's really exciting when you do hear one. And if you do ever decide to jump in here and play with this, here's something right here. It's really, really faint, but that's something. I'll use to pull these out a little better. Like, I will oftentimes like get an EQ, like a nice EQ. I had one, a desktop EQ that was perfect. I can like just really pull out everything but the vocal frequencies and hear those better. Here's a good conversation I just missed. Put that back on there, see if we can pick this up. Megahertz. Oh, here's one. Yeah, it was some flight checking in. Delta 14 something or other. So that's pretty cool. So if I would have got that whole number, I can go like on FlightAware, where I'm feeding this information from that antenna up in the attic, and I can look up the flight number and see where it currently is in real time. So. Yeah, and you'll see it's like usually the ones I get are going from like New York down here. It's probably this plane. Just knowing my luck, how it's been when I pick these up, it's usually flights go into the Caribbean that are flying over the ocean that I tend to pick up. Oh, what's loading, but we're going to let it go. Oh, well. I mean, you get the idea with that. Okay, something's wrong there. I need to fix that. Wait, there's that one, FH8, FH9. So again, just like before, if you look, it says night, best night, night, day, and day. Eventually, if you really do like or are interested in learning more about this, it's just something I did like during the pandemic and I was stuck at home all the time. Like, it's all about like radio propagation in certain parts of the ionosphere. And there's a layer of the ionosphere that disappears during the day and is there at night, or vice versa. I'm sorry. That's there during the day, but not at night. And depending on the conditions of these ionospheres, it will tell whether or not a certain frequency, radio frequency, can bounce, you can look at my mouse here, bounce off the Earth, hit the ionosphere and back, right? So that angle, you know, so depending on the time of day, time of year, is when different propagation is best. And the reason that this picture of the sun at this moment in time is here is because solar flares and solar activity affect the ionosphere as well. Magnetic storms, you know, when, you know, a bunch of sun particles or I can't remember radiation is coming at the Earth, you know, there's a storm, will affect the geomagnetic field and affect the level of noise that you're picking up in these signals, because again, like, they're traveling into the ionosphere and back in order for you to be getting them from so far away. That's how it happens. It goes up in the sky, bounces off a layer of the atmosphere and comes back. And that's how you're able to get things from so far away. But yeah, and this is telling you that the 80 to 40 meter bands, which we were in tonight, 80 and 40. So if you look at the megahertz, 7 here, 6.6 to 6.7, it's around the same area. That's why, you know, anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself here, but yes, a 40 meter, 60 meter, 80 meter, that is represented here, 80 to 40. So right now, using these bands during the day is fair conditions, and the conditions at night are really good right now, are favorable for 80 and 40. So that's why you see here so much traffic on them. But all of these, actually quite a few of these bands are really, 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 really good at sunset. You'll pick up things you wouldn't normally pick up any other time of the day at sunset. So, or sunrise. So if you ever are on here and you want to play with it, like, yeah, that's the time to be here. But I put all these links here. My antennas for the local police, EMS, and everything are down right now. So these Pittsburgh frequencies, Allegheny, Washington, and Beaver frequency links, they're not going to do any good because it's, all those radios are down. Right now, the only thing on here is the stuff that's far away, and AM broadcast band happens to be down here in these low frequencies as well. So, like, little KDPA.
A moment with Jack Bogut is fun.
And these are fun to explore too, because like at night propagation is better in these bands, so you can come in here and just kind of see what you're catching and use these AM FM station ID links that I stuck in here, like go and see if you can figure out what they are, you know. It's a nice little way to kill time, and interesting and different. Like, that could be, I don't know where that is. I mean, I was listening to a radio station of Ontario last night on here. Yep, no idea what these are. Some of them I marked down. You know, local stuff. There's Wheeling, station in Wheeling right here. But yeah, I don't know. This part's not nearly as fun as the stuff, other stuff we were doing. Ooh, CB radio. So yes, you can listen to CB radio traffic. Usually it's not that much. It's kind of a dead format. Truckers still use it a little bit. Have it automatically set to 19. You're only going to pick up like what's near where I am right now. Like, that's super duper local. I'll be up on 2230. Trucks driving by up there by my house. You know, big deal. Big deal. But it's still there. Just want everything to be here. But yeah, man. A lot of stuff here to play with. AM broadcast, CB, shortwave. Tells you, I put in here when they're best to listen to for each one of these bands. Best day in summer, best night in winter, you know. These two are only dependent on, if the sunspots are really, really, really active, these bands will be used because some of these other bands become unavailable. So these are like backup bands. So yeah, there's your ham. This is the people talking to each other, right? And then your air band, your high HF air band for like over ocean flights and like the mountains and stuff. So ones are just really, really, really high up there. Yeah, this is it for now. When I get this other ones back up and running, I'll let you know as well. Something to do.
It's my choice until it comes to.
Okay, cool. That's enough.